And Chevra, we all know famously that each and every one of us is compared to the Kochavim, compared to the stars sparkling, brightening up the world. Ko yezarecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu in this week's parasha, that we'll all be like the stars. We have to understand, why are we compared to the stars? What's the depth in our comparison to the stars? We already find the first Rashi in Shemos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He loves the stars, and He counts the stars. There's chashivas to each and every star. When you're counting, it gives chashivas to each and every one. And so too, He counts us and loves us. What's so special about the stars? Yes, they burn bright and they look beautiful in the Shemayim, sparkling, and make all different stuff, the mazalos. But like, ultimately, why the stars? What's the depth in each and every one of us being compared to the Kochavim? So such a beautiful idea. And the Sefer Oil Moshe, Rav Moshe Scheinerman Shlita from Brooklyn. It's a beautiful Sefer. If whoever wants a new Sefer, it's not new, but it's from a few years ago. If you haven't had, on Bereishis, unbelievable. So he says, if you look already in Parshas Bereishis, if you pay attention and read Chazal and Rashi, you understand that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the stars in Shemayim? Why were the stars created? So what was the storyline? First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the two luminaries, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago, the Ma'oris Gedolim, the Shemesh and the Erech, the sun and the moon. It's all that we needed to brighten up the world. The moon complained, and we all know the storyline, and the moon ultimately was made small. And in order to bring a little bit of a nechama, a little bit of a comfort to the moon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the stars, L'payis Asayirea, Chazal says. The stars were created to comfort the moon and say, it's true, I made you smaller than the sun, but I'm giving you the stars to shine at night as well. Here, this will bring you nechama. You have partners, you have friends, you have people by your side, you got the stars. What do we find from there? Listen closely, Chevra, what an incredible insight. Rav Scheinerman, Rav Moshe. The whole entire creation of the stars and the whole essence of the stars is to do for others. Is l'man hazulas, is for the moon, is only to give and care and help others. That's the whole creation of the stars. That was its initial creation, that was its essence. And therefore, Hashem loves them. And what we understand from that is why we're compared to the Kochavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling each and every one of us, so too Klal Yisrael. You know what I want your essence to be? And you know what I love you? I mean, He loves us always. He loves us always, don't ever forget that. But He loves us even more when we're living up to that same role, just like the stars. Their whole purpose of creation was to do for others. Our essence has to be doing for others, caring for others, giving to others. Those were the Kochavim. Those were the stars. And that's the comparison to the stars, each and every one of us. Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah. That's all of Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, go open up a Sefer Achinach. Three mitzvos of 613. Completely disproportional. It makes no sense. There should be about 122, 123. Okay, it's a little bit off. Three in the whole of one of the five books, three, you read the storylines, the stories of Sefer Bereishis is all midos tovos and teaching us a way of life, proper derech eretz, and caring and giving to others in the proper way. Derech eretz kadmo l'Torah. And that's our comparison to the stars. The Yorta, the Rebbe, the Meir, nothing to Finkel, tomorrow night, Yud Aleph, Cheshvan. With all the godless nasvi that we spoke about earlier tonight, and we spoke about so many times, and all the chevra, if you haven't ever heard, please, you should listen just for the schus of my Rebbe, to the hesped I gave the day he was nifter. Listen on Yom Torah, it's there to understand who he was in my life and who he was in this world, and how he became who he became. You know, I'm sure everybody read some of the books that are written on nasvi, so the art school books, the other books. If you haven't read them, I don't know what's wrong with you, but L'maisa, None of them say the mystic story of how he went from Eider Crown, a co-ed modern Rotha high school, and became Rashi of the Mir. If you want to hear it, you listen. I'll tell you the mystic story. And I know it from the person who was involved. Go listen. But you know the God, there are nothing that's godless. As I said earlier, it's godless is in every area. And it's Amelus, and it's Oiv Yisrael, and it's Yerushalayim. In every area, it's Mesiras Nefesh. There was no one you could even imagine. It was a Malach. But he would drop everything to give to others, to do for others. Any time I would ask him to meet with Talmidim, to ask him to talk, it wasn't yes, it was when would you like. Here's the Gadol Hadar. Here's someone with running the biggest yeshiva in the world, 6,000 Talmidim. And any time, there was never a time he didn't tell me when I wanted to talk with him, I wanted to bring Talmidim to him, I wanted to anything, when would you like? Not on his schedule, on my schedule. I'll drop everything for you. I'll drop everything for you, whatever you'd like, whenever is good. Rebbe, could you speak? I have Talmidim in there too, I'll give it a little schmooze. When would you like? Whenever. Always. Not a time not. He was a star. Let's live off to that comparison and all be stars. Kochavim, giving for others, doing for others. That chus will brighten the world. Brighten Meir Mitzayilam with the Rabbanu Shalom felt everywhere in the world. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh